garbage.
Michael!
Oh, my goodness! A WFIL, don't give it to him. We'll rock the boat. Somebody turn over. Got no life preservers. Lord knows man doesn't know how to swim now, does he?
So I'd like to know.
Now, Hughes Corporation, don't rock the boat. It's song number one, and welcome to a Wednesday night, everybody. It's 86 degrees. Now, we're going to have some thunderstorms, possibly with hail and gusty winds. And then that will clear off. We'll have partly sunny, less humid weather for tomorrow. Low tonight, 65. High tomorrow, 85. Now, 86 WFIL degrees.
We couldn't have made it.
One WFIL. Guess who? Star Baby. 610. I'm George Michael. It's 86 degrees. Welcome to a Wednesday night in Philly. Do we give any money away yet tonight? Well, we'll see what we can do. I mean, we'll have to see if we can. Maybe someone has some need or cause for money. We'll see if we can't take care of you this evening. Let's head to the bar.
Hi, I'm a rhinoceros.
It's 6:12. I'm George Michael with 86 WFIL degrees. All kinds of things will be happening throughout the evening tonight. Going to get to something brand new by Roberta Flack that is just a super record. It's all part of a Wednesday evening at the Music Authority in Philadelphia from the summer of 72. These are the Hollies digging on that long, tall, cool woman in a black dress. And what she don't have, she don't need. Hey, want to remind you, if you've got something you want to hear, dial it now at 263-8900. Summertime souvenirs.
Set out on
from WFIL, Bill Medley, Bobby Hatfield, Righteous Brothers doing rock and roll heaven. I'm George Michael. It's 86 degrees, thunderstorms, possible hail, gusty winds. We may take you to heaven, give away a little money tonight.
With the warm weather here, Fidelity Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, we'd like to remind you, the Philadelphia Wings have another game coming up Friday night. This Friday evening, the Wings in Maryland. It'll be at the Spectrum. It all gets underway with the action at 8 o'clock. It's Friday night. At 6:21, I'm George Michael. At this time, we'd like to introduce to you a brand new song by the girl who gave you First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. Also, the Grammy Award winner, Killing Me Softly with song. Her name is Roberta Flack. And tonight, she feels like making love. It's next on...
WFIL.
Hey, what would you like to do as far as going back into the past summer times? How about 1970? Some people thought it was bubblegum. I love it. From WFIL, it's Sing Along Time with Bobby Sherman. Julie Dooley, do you love me?
Being alone at night.
WFIL, memories of the summer of 1970 and happiness sing-along music. That's Bobby Sherman. I'm George Michael. It's 6:34.
We couldn't have made it.
On WFIL, a group of guys that have had so many million sellers, one of which we played just a little while ago. They being the Hollies, everybody. Their last big hit was all the way in 1972. Long, tall, cool woman. And now that we're to the summer of 74, they've got another one. The air that I breathe is all that I need if I've got you. It's 6:39. 86 degrees. Weather-wise, the air is going to be a little bit wet. Thunderstorms, possible hail, gusty winds during the evening hours. Partly cloudy later tonight, then partly sunny for tomorrow with a high to be near 85 degrees. It's 6:41. I'm George Michael with 86 degrees on a Wednesday evening in Philadelphia. Well, Elvis got himself another hit record. Been a super hit for him for some time now. Woman, if you talk in your sleep, Lordy, forget my name.
I know you're a lonely woman.
I got you, baby.
On WFIL, super song from Sonny and Cher Bono. Got you, babe, and that's all I need. It's 6:46. Do you have a McBumper sticker on your car? And you haven't been a winner yet, right? And you're thinking, I'll never be a winner of anything. Tell you what I'm going to do, folks. I want to make your life a little bit happier and brighter and make choices a little more hectic on the telephone. To the next 15 people a call. To the next... Well, why not? Let's give $10 each. That's only $150. It's not my money. Tell you what I'm going to do. If you've got a McBumper sticker on your car and you're driving... Oh, you won't like this. I'll tell you what, we'll make it a red car. You got a red car? Now, we're going to verify it, so you have to call and tell the truth. No lying, no fibbing, no prevaricating. We'll kill you, all right? You dial 263-8900. If you're driving a red car right now and you've got a McBumper sticker on it, I'll give you $10. I'll give you $10 just for having a McBumper sticker, all right? Dial right now, 263-8900. Tonight, I'm going to make you a winner.
Kids.
Driving a red car and you've got a McBumper sticker on, I don't care what kind it is, so long as the color is red. Always love the color red. You know us, Aries. Love that fire, man. Anyway, if you got a red car and it's got a McBumper sticker, dial 263-8900. We'll give you $10 just for having a McBumper sticker on your red vehicle. This is George McRae, song two, Gotta Rock Yo Baby. George McRae and the tune is Rock Yo Baby, One Sexy Mama. Good to have her right by your side on a Wednesday night. Oh, do you have an important first date coming up this weekend? Do you really? Now, it's got to be a first date. And again, we will verify this. It must be your first date. Now, if you're going to have your first date with somebody and you'd like to impress her this weekend, dial WFIL right now. Depending on where you're going, who she is, we might give you enough money to really do the town up right Saturday night. Dial 263-8900. Well, you're the sun comes out. On WFIL, his name is Wet Willie, and he obviously has lived a few hard times, folks. A few nights in the honky-tonk. Call Keep On Smiling until the sun comes out again at 6:56. I'm George Michael. Midnight Meeting taking place, as always, at the Oasis.
Midnight at
George Michael.
Johnny Elbert out of Englewood, New Jersey. Tune is entitled Where Do I Love Go at 7:02. All right, now, we have all our winners for the red cars and the bumper sticker. We'll get to that a little bit later on as far as who they are. But we would like, if you've got your first date with somebody coming up this weekend and you'd like to really do it upright, give us a call at 263-8900. Now, fellas, this does not include those of you that have been married for 15 years and are taking your wife out for the first time. I mean, now let's be fair about it, all right? Just because, hey, man, I mean, I've never taken her out. I mean, it's not that I don't love her, it's just I'm too cheap. If you've got a first date, I mean, somebody you really want to impress, give us a call, 263-8900. We'll take care of you tonight. This is Chicago.
The feeling is clean.
On WFIL Chicago at 7:06. And Al Brazbonas, did I say that right, Al?
Brazbonas.
All right, Al Brazbonas, this is your love life. Are you ready, Al? All right, you've got a first date coming up when?
Saturday night.
All right, what is the girl's name?
Debbie Jabari.
All right, now let me ask you, where did you meet Debbie?
New neighborhood.
A new neighborhood, just moved in?
A couple months ago.
When you wasted no time.
Right.
Good man, Al. Let's see if we can't speed things up for you here. Now, where are you going to take her Saturday night? Do you know?
Probably, dinner movie.
Yeah, dinner. Were you going to take her to Geno's?
No.
No, Hardee's.
No, probably Stouffer's.
Stouffer's? You must make a lot of money?
Right.
You do? I tell you what, Al, how much do you think it's going to cost you to go to dinner at Stouffer's?
About 25, 30.
About 25 or 30. If we were to give you 35, then you could, buy an extra Manhattan or whatever, and at the same time give the waitress a big tip, and she'd say, oh, he's got money, right?
Right.
You figure that, all right, $35 to go to Stouffer's, then you're going to take her to a show afterwards? And then you ought to take her out again later on. I mean, say, would you like to go get a snack or something, right?
Right.
And then, buy a copy of Sports Illustrated. That's 60 cents. I'll tell you what we'll do, Al. How about if we send you a check for $40?
Fine.
Can you use $40 to take her out Saturday night?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you just remember now, when the two of you get married, we help share in this relationship.
Right on.
All right. Al, have a good time. $40. Hope you and Debbie have yourself an enjoyable date Saturday night. And if all else fails, well, you head on over to the Oasis at midnight and you say bud, and that's the magic word. From WFIL, a little craziness tonight.
There's a special kind of...
WFIL, you just heard Al Brazbonas pick up $40 for his date this coming Saturday night. Hope you'll enjoy yourself, Al, you and Debbie. Some of the other winners, Charles Cooley, a Warmister, $10 for having a McBumper sticker on the rear bumper of his car. Bill Hartman of Philadelphia, picks up $10. Who else? This is Paul Abelin of Mount Laurel, New Jersey, $10. Mr. Alan Saylor, who drives a red Gremlin, $10. More and more winners throughout the evening at WFIL at 7:13. I'm George Michael, and you never know what will be given away, who, when, where, why. Last night gave away a date with Dirty Joyce. Joyce. Well, anyway, our secretary here finally got her first date Saturday night.
Chevron wants you to get...
heard, there is quite a story to be told about Frank Sinatra. Frank has done it again, and it's a rather lengthy story, but I know that many of you, in fact, in view of the fact that he was here and it sold out instantly, I thought we'd pass this story along. It's rather lengthy, but it's, I think, most interesting. This is from Sydney, Australia. Outraged union members forced Frank Sinatra to cancel his $650,000 Australian concert tour Wednesday night. They blocked him from leaving the country, even cut off his room service after his bodyguards had roughed up reporters, and he called newswomen $1.50 hookers. The singer found himself without fuel for his private jet, cannot get out of the country, his musicians have quit him, and he has no stagehands. And members of the journalist, hotel workers, transport, and stage union said Sinatra could not sing in concert again or leave Australia until he apologized. You remember he did this once in Mexico. Still can't get back there. Following a run-in at rehearsal, here's what happened. Two newsmen and a newswoman were roughed up. He sat on a stool with a teacup last night in front of a sellout audience of some 6,200 people at his concert in Melbourne, and he told them that all male journalists were parasites who had never done an
honest day's work, and women journalists were nothing more than hookers. They're bums, they're always going to be bums, he said. The heck with them all. That's not what he said, but I got to clean it up. The audience clapped hesitantly, and the next day the outraged journalist union was demanding an apology. Now, only Sinatra would do this part. Sinatra not only refused this afternoon to give the apology, instead he in turn demanded an apology from the journalist of the world for the treatment he has received during the past 15 years. During a scathing attack on the parasites of the press in Melbourne, Sinatra described the women reporters as nothing more than a buck and a half hookers. And he says, I'm not really particular. I'd give him $1.50. He told the audience he had been chased by gangs and newsmen since he arrived. He said, it's idiotic. He said, I like the country. I like the people. I like the booze. And I like the women here. He said, but not the reporters. He went on to say that he had been scheduled to give 5 concerts, $135,000 per show. It's been canceled. So Sinatra does it again. And only Frank Sinatra could do it in a Frank Sinatra way.
And now...
From WFIL, I'm George Michael. That's Sinatra. My Way is the tune. Now, if you saw Frank Sinatra, you probably saved your ticket stubs, did you? I hope you did. If you have ticket stubs from the Frank Sinatra concert, call me. I'm going to give you money for them right now. Dial right now at FIL. It's 7:24. I'm George Michael. 84, WFIL The Grease. Nonstop music from ABBA. WFIL, it's ABBA, the tune is Waterloo, and if you have ticket stubs from the Sinatra concert, give us a call at 263-8900. If you have ticket stubs from the Sinatra concert, could be worth money. 263-8900. Tonight, we're going to make you a winner.
We've got a winner.
Well, let's find out. First of all, we're going to send to Roy Mondor of South 3rd Street here in Philadelphia. Roy had himself Sinatra tickets. Roy, we're going to send you $5 just for having it, all right? Just for saving them. You know, I figure with $5, that's worth that. We have on the line here Donna Dilger. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, Donna, and you have tickets from the Sinatra concert?
Yes.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you also drive a car by chance?
Yes, I do.
What kind of car do you drive?
It's a Pontiac.
A Pontiac. All right. I tell you what, first of all, Donna, for having gotten through, we're going to give you $10 for the Sinatra tickets, okay?
Okay.
Now, where do you work, Donna?
Yes, I do.
Where do you work?
Well, I work in the summer down at Dwight D. Eisenhower School as a teacher's aide.
All right, working at Eisenhower School as a teacher's aide. Donna, if you have a McBumper sticker on the car, I'll show this to the studio audience. That's how much money I'll give her. Do you have a WFIL McBumper sticker on your car?
No, we don't.
Donna, you just missed $50. Just like that, would have been good for $50. But thank you for calling. We'll send you the check for $10 just for having the Sinatra tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to another line here. Find out who we have here. I believe this is Kim Russell. Hello, Kim.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, you have Sinatra tickets, is that right?
Yeah.
How much do they cost you?
How much?
How much, Mom?
$30 each.
What?
Yeah, I mean $15 each.
You're $15 each?
Yeah.
You got scalped. But you paid $30 for them?
Yeah, for two of them.
For two of them. You got scalped, but I'll tell you what, if you paid $30, I'll send you a check for $30 and hope you enjoyed the concert, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, Kim, hang on. They'll get your address. We're going to send you a check for $30, and the scalpers really dug right into the Russells, didn't they? See, that's every scalper's dream come true is to find people like that, you know. That's all right. Pay $100 to go see a World Series game. Pay $200 to listen to this with a woman by your side. This is Johnny Bristol. Hang in there, man.
Hang in there, baby.
George Michael.
And Marie.
WFIL.
For those of you that are headed for either the Bells opening game tonight or the Phillies-Dodgers game, and you're wondering why you're sitting on the expressway, you'll be happy to know that the expressway is tied up from City Line all the way to Veterans Stadium. Minimum 45 minutes, City Line to the Vet tonight.
We get it, ball dancing in the moonlight.
From WFIL, that's King Harvest, doing it to it in the moonlight. Be doing it on the expressway throughout the night, the way things are going. Repeat once again, that eastbound on the Schuylkill Expressway, all the way from City Line to Veterans Stadium. Ask a motorist to take another route because it is tied up. It's just one big parking lot from City Line all the way down to Vet Stadium. Two reasons. One is the Phillies Dodgers with Steve Carlton on the mound to try to get us back on the winning track. The other is the first night for the Bells. So tonight, above all, avoid the expressway eastbound. East River Drive, no major tie-up. You'll do well there. Avoid the expressway. It is jammed all the way back to City Line tonight.
The album for the summer of...
No way you said how much you love me.
From
UFIL at 7:42. It's 84 degrees. I'm George Michael, and I'd like to thank the Borellas, who just moved to the area from Virginia. It's very nice of the Borellas to call. I understand Mrs. Borella is in a expectant way, and in about 2 months, and he would like to name the child George Michael or George Anna Michael. Dave, I appreciate that. That's doing all right on my own, Dave, but thanks anyway for the thought. Hey, how are you doing? Have you got a new baby around? Well, you probably, you know, babies are beautiful, but the one problem is diapers, right? I mean, there's nothing romantic about changing dirty diapers, right? Tell you what we're going to do. I want to give you free diaper service or the equivalent in cash thereof for X number of months, all right? Give me a call, 263-8900. Your baby, however, must have been born, must be a Gemini. That is, must have been born during the past, or, you know, right now. A Gemini or a Cancer, either way. In other words, your baby must be no more than 2 months old, all right, Joyce? You'll love going to these calls. No more than 2 months old, all right? If you've got a baby that's 2 months old, we're going to take the third call in and we're going to give you diaper service or the equivalent.
He was there when your son was born.
And that's no put on.
We've got a winner!
Mrs. Colleen Kennedy here in Philadelphia is with us on the telephone from Wynwood Road. Hi, Colleen. How are you tonight?
Hi, thank you.
How's the joy of motherhood?
Oh, it's great.
Is this your first, second, third, fourth?
Second.
All right. Well, then you've been down the road before.
And, yes.
And your husband is a landscaper?
Right.
Well, he'll do all right. What would you like? How much does a month diaper service cost?
Well, I have two. Like, the other one's just 2.5, and it depends, like, you know.
And, like, the other one is not yet potty trained, is that right?
Not yet. He's a little bit slow.
Oh, but yes, well, I tell you, but they just, you know, there's not much romance in diapers, is there?
No, not too much.
How much does I don't even know what they are. How much does diapers cost for a month?
I send, sometimes my husband does the wash, and he sends them out sometimes. He's quite lazy. Sometimes $50 a month.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. If we were to send you $50, that would cover some of it, wouldn't it?
It would.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Colleen. You look for a check in the mail for $50. You got two little ones. What are their names?
Well, one's Michael and one's Kevin.
And where was the last one born?
In Lankenau Hospital.
All right, for you and for all the people at Lankenau Hospital, we'll dedicate this song from Mac Davis, and we'll send you a check for $50, okay?
Very much.
She's a woman.
7:57, counting down Philadelphia's top 10 on another crazy Wednesday night. I'm George Michael. This is the number one song. Somebody's making waves tonight.
So I'd like to know
George
Michael.
802 on WFIL at Chicago. It's Make Me Smile. We've got money to give away. Do a little nonsense for you tonight. Play a game called Sundown. Sundown, you see, is the story of the dude that comes around. I mean, when you go to work, Sundown's always waiting at the back stairs, and Gordon Lightfoot says, someday, Sundown, you're going to take a swim with cement blocks around your feet.
I can see her lying
back. WFILs, make bumpers, stickers, sweepstakes.
This hour, we'd like to give you a Sea Snark sailboat. A Sea Snark sailboat. Could you use that? Head on down to the shore, enjoy your life, say, hey, how'd you like to go sailboating Saturday? All right, the number is 188-521. Now, if you don't have a WFIL McBumper sticker, all you need to do is stop by any McDonald's location throughout the Delaware Valley. Now, if you've never been a winner before and you have McBumper sticker number 188-521, then dial WFIL right now at 263-8900. We'll give you 5 minutes to win yourself a Sea Snark sailboat. The number is 188-521, and you'll have summer fun at the shore. If you don't have that number, then we head back to the Poconos and stay cool on a weekend drinking our Rolling Rock beer.
Have you ever tasted
taking care of business?
From WFIL, Bachman Turner Overdrive, I'm George Michael, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday night in the summer of 74. It's 84 degrees. Now, if you have a WFIL McBumper sticker, all right, we will give away the sailboat, right? All right. Now, if you have a McBumper sticker and the last number is 3 and you have never been a winner before, the last number is 3 and you have never been a winner before and you're one of the first 3 to dial through right now at 263-8900, we'll give you $10 just for having the McBumper sticker on your car, and it won't count against your eligibility. You still can win again just because I like to see you be a winner. 263-8900. If the last number, what'd I say, 3? That's it. If the last number on your McBumper sticker number is 3, dial right now, 263-8900. I'll give you $10, and we may even have one of you become a bonus winner. Never know. I've got to give away that money. Give it away.
The album for the summer of...
We've got a winner!
We have several winners standing by on the telephone. We've selected one of them at random here. I believe we have Roseanne White. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, Roseanne, it's your lucky night. First of all, you get $10 for having a WFIL McBumper sticker, which ends with the number 3, all right?
That's great.
Now, see, now you, it does pay to become a winner, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Now, Roseanne, I'd like to play a little game with you. You know anything about music?
Yes, a little bit.
I'll tell you what. If you can tell me what the number one song is, I'll tell you it's by the Hughes Corporation, has something to do with boats, I'll give you another $10.
I would say Billy, Don't Be a Hero by the Haywoods.
No, wrong. It was Don't Rock the Boat by the Hughes Corporation. I'll give you another chance.
Okay.
If I give you a song title, you got to give me the artist, I'll give you another $10.
You ready? Okay. The song is called Sundown. Who has that hit?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, that's good for $10. Now, that gives you 20 so far.
Right.
Let's play a little game called Double or Nothing. You want to try to double it?
Well,
let's go for $40, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, good. Now, if you lose, you're still going to have 10. I'm going to give you another song. Are you give me any hit record by John Denver, and I'll give you $40.
Sunshine on My Shoulder.
Sunshine on My... You got $40. Now, let's go double that, shall we? Double or nothing?
You mean double it, or if I lose, I get nothing?
If you lose, you get $10. You've got the 10 for guarantee. You've got 40. Want to go for 80? Should we go for 80?
If I lose, I get 10?
If you lose, you get 10, but if you win, you get 80, but if you lose, you only get 10.
I think I'll stay with the 40.
Oh, Roseanne, here was the question. It would have been easy for you. The Hollies have had many hit records. What is the current hit record? It was the answer would have been...
All I need is the air that I breathe.
See, you would have won $80, Roseanne. Oh, sorry.
Well, thank you anyway.
Bye. It's been a hard day's night. UFIL, he's John Denver. That's Annie's song at 8:21 with George Michael. Good evening to you. When you
got a third Columbia Records.
And it's available now at all Franklin music stores. The album is on sale for $3.29. The tape is sale priced at $4.29. It's 8:23, and this summer is 74. I'm George Michael, and Roberta Flack, as we mentioned earlier tonight, has had 2 million sellers. The first one, first time ever I saw your face, sold who knows how many million. And then she won the Grammy Award for Killing Me Softly with Song. She has something that's brand new, and I think you're going to dig it. It's called Tonight I Feel Like Making Love, and it's next on... UFIL, Roberta Flack, Feel Like Making Love. In the summertime, it's 8:26. I'm George Michael. It's 84 WFIL degrees. We got more to give away. Gave away a Sea Snark sailboat in just a couple minutes. And who knows what we're going to offer next. Money, 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 money. Love it.
He's got the hands of a surgeon.
For a limited time only.
Says we have a chance for thunderstorms this evening, possibly with some hail and gusty winds, then becoming partly cloudy later in the night. Partly sunny and less humid tomorrow. Low tonight, 65. High tomorrow, around 85. It's 84 WFIL degrees Tuesday afternoon with the Moody Blues. Tuesday.
George Michael, WFIL.
It's 8:33. Good evening to you and welcome to Wednesday night in Philadelphia. Thunderstorms, the work for weather guy, then partial clearing for tomorrow with an daytime high of 85. Let me take you back into the history of rock. The year was 1961. 100 pounds of clay from Gene McDaniel.
He took 100 pounds of clay, 100 pounds of clay.
Double UFIL Super Gold from Gene McDaniels, everybody, the year 1961, and all she is 100 pounds of clay. Got to keep reminding yourself that, man. It's 8:35 now, Wednesday night. I'm George Michael. And when you say Bud... Baby, you said it all.
One thing you can't fool American with.
Star Baby on WFIL. You know, every woman should be a star at least once in her life, and I guess that's when she gets married. You know, one of the things that everybody looks at when you get married as you walk down the aisle is your crown and veil, right? I mean, no, isn't that right? All the photographers, you know, all the women say, oh, look at that veil. Tell you what, I'd like to buy it for you. You know, because maybe you're thinking, oh, we can't spend more than $10 or $15 for this. Tell you what, if you're due to be a bride during the month of July, must be during the month of July, if you're due to be a bride, dial 263-8900 and we're going to buy you and maybe even the bridesmaids' veils. Because you ought to have these things, right? And if maybe you go out and buy the veils, maybe then find the husband later. 263-8900. Give us a call. If you've got a wedding coming up between now and August the 1st, we want to be a part of that wedding and we'll buy for you. On WFIL, that's Chicago. It's Call On Me at 8:56. Good evening, everybody. It's 84 degrees, and we've got Elton John with us. Out of the Magic Circle, the top 10. This one of the hottest records in Philadelphia. All the way to Survey Song number 9, taken from the LP Caribou. And please don't let the sun go down on me.
I can't lie.